Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You got a Christmas tree problem.
Yeah, I do. I do.
It's for
like
real.
Year three on our brand new Christmas tree. It's like 10 feet high. It's a fake, okay? It's got lights on it. Because about 4 years ago, we had like the incident that it's why you pull real Christmas trees out of your house. We got a bad tree. It was an awful tree. We had ants all over the freaking house. We had bugs everywhere. So I
said,
no
more.
A real tree. I said, no more. I'm not doing it anymore. Pulling it out, needles all over the place. It was a pain in the ass. So we bit the bullet. We bought a beautiful, big, huge tree. 10-foot tree. Comes in like three duffel bags. It's got like six pieces to this freaking thing. Like one, two, three, and four, and five, and six all together. So it's year three. Year three. Now, you know, year one, you get the tree out of the bag, you put it up there, it's all pretty.
Perfect.
And then year one, when you put it down, you're like, okay, you're really careful. You put it in a bag and you store it for the winter and it's all nice. Year two, you put it out and it still looks nice because you stored it nice. But yeah, year two, you sort of like just get it
getting
in the freaking
lazy
bag. You like just shove it in the freaking bag. Well, year three, I go and put section one down and half the lights are out. They don't work. And I wanted to put the tree up last night. I still don't have the whole freaking thing up. I haven't put up five and six. Because I put up one and
half
two.
A tree half, up right
I
now?
I figure it out. That I'm looking at it. Oh, you check the fuses. You got to check the master bulb. And then if that doesn't work, check every bulb. Are you kidding me? Check every bulb? What do you mean check every bulb?
Straight up Chevy Chase.
So I found a couple broken ones.
Okay.
And I fixed them. Boom. There it goes. Strands up. Nice. I'm missing like one. I can't figure it out. All right. Let's put section two. I can do without one. I'll put it in the corner. Section two. Boom, put it in the tree. Half the tree is out. Again on section two. Go through the same process. Find like one broken one. I did this all night last night. Three sucked. Four sucked.
So you have
I haven't
four
even put up
pieces.
Five and six yet. It's just a half a freaking tree.
Okay, so I feel for you because I had this issue.
I got no lights. I don't know how to do it. What am I doing?
So you're right because it's a pre-lit Christmas tree. So when we were younger, well, really, because I've gone fake tree for the last like 15 years. I've not had a real tree in ages, okay? Because the old school way of doing things was you get the real tree. You go out with your dad.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
You put it on top of the car.
It's a nice moment with the family.
And then you string the lights.
Oh, right? Yeah,
you
it's great
string
time.
The lights. And then so that's a process, okay? But I got sick of
good
doing
family
that.
Time.
I got sick of dealing with that. So I was like, screw it. I'm going to get a pre-lit Christmas tree. Over the last 4 years, I have actually purchased three different pre-lit fake Christmas trees. I just bought one last week. Because the same thing happened to me. I had this brand new pre-lit Christmas tree because the other ones lights went out. So you know what I was doing? I had the pre-lit Christmas tree where the lights didn't work, and I was still stringing the lights. I was stringing lights on a pre-lit Christmas tree where the lights didn't go on.
What I had to do was that. So I just gave up. There was like one section in like number section one. I just gave up. Then number two, when I put it down, I found out there was only one section there. So then what I did was I picked up two again and I arranged it. So now like the whole like the little section, like one little branch, because it's like six things fall down on this thing. So now they're all lined up with like that little section doesn't light up. And I figured I'll just throw that in the freaking corner. You know, I'll throw that.
I'll hide
that one. No big deal. So I put up three. I got like three sections out. So now I'm like, not only do I finally fix them a little bit, but then I got to pick three up and I got to take the section and line it up with the unlit section. And I'm on four. And I was working on it this morning and I'm like losing my mind. Like every single light bulb. And my wife's like, are you okay? I'm like swearing. My kid's downstairs and I'm like, I can't find the freaking light bulb.
See?
The one bulb that's causing all this thing. I'm like restructuring it. I'm like checking fuses. I didn't even know there was a fuse in a freaking switch. I don't know that stuff. I don't know what I'm doing.
See?
And I got to put 5 and 6. And 5 and 6, by the way, is like a freaking ladder. And God forbid, if I put up 5 and 6 and there's no lights up there on 5 and 6, then I'm going to have serious problems. Because then I'm going to go up there and up in a ladder. I'm not good with heights. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't like heights. I got to hold on to my beam. I got to freaking go up there with the light. I can't find freaking bulb. And then they tell me, if nothing else works, check every bulb. I'm going to even check every bulb.
What'd you call a helpline?
No, the directions. Like, check every bulb.
See, you got that 10-foot tree. I got a small little 8-foot tree. So I only got 3 pieces to mine. But I'm telling you, so yesterday when we ended the show, that's my point. Like, I'd rather be Jewish. I'd rather have a menorah. I'd rather do that. I'd rather have 8 days of Christmas gifts instead of dealing with Christmas trees, lights out front. I actually have become to despise Christmas. I hate Christmas.
And enjoy Chinooka.
I hate Santa. I hate his reindeer. I hate Rudolph. I hate the elves. I hate that stupid elf that everybody has to hide.
I may not store it this year.
You know what, listen.
I may just leave it.
Why shouldn't you?
I may just, honest to God.
Why can't you decorate with something other than bulbs?
Why can't I just leave it? Well, put it out in the deck.
There you go.
I mean, it'd be nice. Like all winter long, all summer long, and in summer just put up a nice little tree in the corner. I got room. I can put that up there. Why can't I? I don't think I want to store it again. I can't lose any more lights.
You're killing the environment, by the way. According to scientists, having a fake tree is not environmentally friendly. Getting a real tree is.
Why?
So Based on what? Because of the plastic. Because of the plastic, it gets... So if you get a real tree...
But you're saving the tree. You're keeping the tree supposedly for 10 years.
Killing trees.
Science.
I explain it. Exactly, science. When you throw out the fake tree, it's not biodegradable.
Nobody's throwing out the fake tree. That's
eventually
why you buy,
you're going to.
That's why you buy a fake tree, Spaz.
I get it. I have a fake tree because I'm cheap. So I buy cheap stuff. I'm with you on that. But according to the science, a real Christmas tree, you can reuse it for something else. You can burn it, wood, or you can mulch it. You can't do that with a
mulch
plastic.
It?
Yes, you can mulch it.
Mulching a Christmas tree.
You know, your best part about a real tree is like lighting that thing on fire in like a fire pit next door or something. If you've got one or your neighbors, light that puppy up. Those things go nuts.
I feel you wait for the Boy Scouts to come pick it up. Don't you just throw it
yeah,
on
you
the,
put it
on
the street.
Driveway and they just come pick it up.
So you're saying like the fake tree, when I finally give up on this tree, because I don't think I would. I think I would go with like the string and lights on the thing, to be honest with you.
That's the cheap
I think that's probably the best way to go about it, right?
But you defeat the purpose. The thing about a fake tree
How can they expect you to check every bulb in the tree?
Oh, I didn't do it. I just threw it out.
Like, seriously. And if that doesn't work, like option 4 is check every bulb.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to sit there with that little freaking thing they give me, pull out every bulb, put another one in. That wasn't it.
Are there a lot of lights on it?
That wasn't it. That wasn't it. Like, really? Every bulb on a tree? Why can't I just put it up and have every light work? Like, why couldn't it just be like, is that like the sign of the Christmas to come? Like, every bulb just couldn't fit. Like, and just be lit. I got to replace every freaking bulb. I don't even want to go home tonight. I don't even want to put up 5 and 6. I don't want to do it.
5 and 6.
I mean, my wife videotaped the moment when I put up 5 and pray to God that they all work.
Yeah, can you please record
that
tonight?
I will. I'll have her record it tonight.
I need an answer. I need to find out how this story ends.
See how 5 went tonight
so,
in my house.
I'm telling you, I actually just threw out my tree that I bought last year. I threw it out. Because the lights didn't work. I wasn't going through it. I wasn't going to try and check every stupid bulb. The reason you get a pre-lit fake Christmas tree is for convenience, ease. Like, there's no headaches. There's no nothing. You just put it in your basement, and then you're done till next year.
I might leave it all winter, all summer,
guys,
all spring, everything.
I have a junk removal company. I probably throw out 1,000-plus fake Christmas trees a year.
Well, what do you do with
easily.
Them?
I throw them out.
Well, what do you do with them?
Yeah, where do you put them?
Where do you put them? They're not biodegradable. It's science.
You take them to the dump, and they get put in the ground.
Yeah, but that's not. That doesn't
mean the Charles River.
Now that's what's wrong with the environment.
Thousands,
what you
thousands
do.
Of
you
them
do.
A year.
You mess with the environment.
I do.
You should really just like giving it to like, isn't there like a Christmas tree land somewhere near here? Like Santa's village or something like that?
That sounds like a magical place.
Isn't there a Santa's village near here? There's a Santa's village, right?
I think it's up in New Hampshire.
No, there's like somewhere near here where they have the stupid like Polar Express and all
like
that other
this.
Stuff.
My guy on Twitch, by the way, you can check us out, twitch.tv/BostonWEI, says it's just like my career. Home run first at bat. First Christmas was beautiful, and it's all downhill now. It's all downhill after that, and I would agree with you 100%. Downhill. I'll videotape section 5. Let's hope 5 goes.
Well,
videotape section 6. We'll see how 6 goes,
I hope
and you can live with me a little bit tonight. You'll see how it goes tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.